called Nazi Roots and Fascist Flowers, we took note of some of the political forces underlying the Orange Revolution in the Ukraine, specifically Mr. Yushchenko's wife, the former Ekaterina Tymoshenko, was the head of the presidential liaison office under Ronald Reagan and apparently later George Bush. She also was the chief point person for the OUNB. That was a Ukrainian fascist and nationalist organization that worked for the Third Reich, recruited people for Waffen-SS divisions, took part in the Holocaust and its execution in the Ukraine, and later became a key element first of the anti-Bolshevik Bloc of Nations and also the Galen spy outfit. Elements of the OUNB crop up, among other places, in the investigation into the assassination of President Kennedy. Indeed, it was the assassination of Stefan Bandera, the head of the OUNB, ostensibly by the KGB, but in all probability by other elements within the Galen milieu. That was basically used to tar Lee Harvey Oswald with the commie assassin brush and was used to help cover up the assassination of President Kennedy. Again, note that there are strong links between the regime of Mr. Yushchenko and the OUNB milieu, the OUNB milieu dating back to, or part of and dating back to, not only the Reinhard Galen spy outfit, but elements of the Underground Reich, and elements of the Underground Reich that became part of the Republican Party, courtesy of the Crusade for Freedom. The fascist elements in the Ukraine and Russia's response to them continue to be a political football. The following comes from the Eurasia Daily Monitor. It's by someone named Taras Kuzio, Monday, December 17th of 2007. This article is titled, Russia and the Ukraine Trade Harsh Words Over Historical Memory. On December 14th, Russia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, or MFA, issued a strongly worded statement complaining of open nationalist, anti-Russian, and Russophobic feelings and developments in the Ukraine, unquote. Attempts are being made, it claimed, to, quote, use difficult periods in our joint history to receive brief political rewards based on doubtful ideological pretensions, unquote. The number of historical issues dividing Ukraine and Russia continues to grow and aggravate the already strained relations between a reformist Ukraine and a resurgent autocratic Russia. In late November, both countries exchanged diplomatic notes after the Eurasian Youth Movement, or EYM, a Russian nationalist group proscribed in the Ukraine, destroyed an exhibition at the Ukrainian embassy in Moscow, marking the 1932-33 famine. The Ukrainian side described the vandalism as provocative and anti-Ukrainian. 1 month earlier, the EYM had destroyed Ukrainian national symbols on Hoverla Mountain in the western Ukraine and launched cyber attacks that shut down the presidential website. Since December 9th, the servers supporting the Orange Youth NGO, the Kharkov Human Rights Group Protection, and the Ukrainian Helsinki Human Rights Union have all faced sustained attacks. And it goes on. Valentin Nalvachenko, chairman of the Security Service of the Ukraine, called upon his Russian counterparts to not permit on each other's territories extremist and, God forbid, terrorist actions which are undertaken by such structures. Reportedly, officials foiled a terrorist attack that had been planned to coincide with a Russian march in Crimea's capital, Simferopol. The banned group Priorv, with underground branches in the Crimea and ties to extreme left and pan-Slavic groups, was suspected of being behind the planned provocation, which would have been blamed on Ukrainian nationalists. And skipping down, Ukraine and Russia have embraced different interpretations of key historical events and personalities since the late Soviet era. The divergence continued under Presidents Leonid Kravchuk and Leonid Kuchma, with the return to Ukrainian national historiography, which had been banned in the 1930s, but kept alive in the Ukrainian diaspora. The process has become much more heated with the rise of Ukraine's President Viktor Yushchenko and Russia's Vladimir Putin. Yushchenko has actively sought to investigate the blank pages, unquote, of Ukrainian history, while Putin has returned to a neo-Soviet synthesis of Russian imperial and Soviet ideology in historiography and national symbols. Some of the most heated debates have occurred around two primary issues: Ukrainian leaders, and independence movements and crimes committed by the Soviet regime in the Ukraine. New Ukrainian symbols, holidays, and commemorations have prompted protests from Moscow. For example, the Tsarist and Soviet regimes regarded 18th-century Cossack Hetman Ivan Mazepa to be a traitor, and the Russian Orthodox Church excommunicated him. But he is a hero in the Ukraine. A December 13th decree contained plans for commemorating the 90th anniversary of Ukraine's declaration of independence from the Tsarist Empire next year. A monument to Simon Petliura, who led the drive for Ukrainian independence after the Russian Revolution, was vandalized in Poltava, his home region. World War II also remains a divisive issue. A new monument to the Organization of Ukrainian Nationalist Leader Stefan Bandera, assassinated by the KGB in Munich in 1959, was vandalized after it was unveiled in Lvov. An October 12th presidential decree outlined instructions to local authorities on how to commemorate the 65th anniversary of the formation of the Ukrainian Insurgent Army, or UPA, a nationalist guerrilla force that fought a decade-long war against Nazi and Soviet forces. Another presidential decree awarded the Hero of Ukraine designation to UPA commander Roman Shukovich on the centennial of his birth. By the way, the UPA did not fight against Nazi forces. They fought for the Nazis. And so that's a bit of a distortion there. They were a key element of Nazi policy in the Ukraine, although at one point they were reined in. More about this in the description to the program, available on the Spitfire website at www.spitfirelist.com. However, this is all we have time for. This concludes Side 2 of For the Record program number 624, Miscellaneous Articles and Updates. This is being recorded on February 10th of the year 2008. My name is Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.
Well, get out of here. Oh, sorry, I didn't realize the microphone was on. Well, that Dave Emery, he kills me. Does he kill you? How about a show of hands? Yeah, nice. Very nice. Where is your codger here? Yes, I'm here. Here, live. And I'm alive. Yes, I'm still alive, playing 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. Here on WFMU, East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope. I've got shoes older than you. And I've got cigar stubs older than your shoes. Well, let's play some great music and I'll rant later.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Futuristic rhythm, never on a beat. Any near drum in my eardrum blows me off my seat. You're the unexpected, disconnected time. Let me drink in, sleep and think in futuristic rhyme. Must you blow that dum boom boom not not all night through? When you know that da da dee doo ba makes me goofy. Futuristic rhythm, dance until I drop. Ever tired, I'm a fire, don't you ever stop.
Nothing like a cornet and a C melody sax. That's the Frankie Trumbauer Orchestra with Bix Beiderbecke playing. On that, Bix was playing the cornet. Frankie Trumbauer and the C melody sax recorded in 1929. You remember 1929, don't you? You don't? Well, it must have slipped your memory. Where were you in 1929? Do you remember? Well, I remember because there was... For 3 days in 1929, I was known as Mr. Nice. Anyway, you know, this is WFMU. Oh, and we also heard from Gene Autry, and he was singing Don't Fence Me In. I'm the old codger. This is WFMU. And we did to finish with the fundraising. We made all the money. Much more money than we ever expected to make. We're raking it in. And I'm currently negotiating for my cut. Because they told me when I did the show... A couple of weeks ago, that I couldn't keep any. Well, I don't play that way. Which is to say, I don't work that way. And this is work. Well, it's play. I'm playing the records. The records are playing. I'm working. So, and I'm entertaining you. That's not easy, you know. You're not easily amused, are you? No. But when you hear this fabulous music on this program, well, you realize that this program is far superior to the crap that they offer around the clock on this station. Except when Mac is on with the phonograph hour. Anyway, so I'm negotiating with to get my cut of all the donations from the WFMU two-week marathon. I've got my attorney working on it. It's the sister of Lola Bell Pancake. Her name is Blueberry. Blue Bell. Sorry. Blueberry. Yes. A little joke. What do you mean, no joke? Yeah, you're not supposed to laugh at your own jokes. That was no joke. Blue Bell. Anyway, she's working on getting me my percentage of the money that was donated by the listeners so I can continue the old Godger Hour every 2 weeks. Because it's very expensive, you know. There's a lot of money that goes into the equipment down here, and the records, and the transportation, and the little platters that they put around when I come down to do my show, that have all the appetizers and the hors d'oeuvres for all the company that I bring with me. People like Red Butler, and Molasses Hathaway, and Rummy Delbarton, and Woody Fishcake Clooney, and Oogie Wawa, who's down here. He's the human termite. I'll have to explain that sometime, why they call Oogie Wawa the human termite. For very good reason. Anyway, so look, running out of time, I know. I just go on like this sometimes. I'm just compelled to speak my mind. I don't hold anything back. But it's time to get to the great music. 70 RPM records here for till 8 o'clock. Then a man comes in with some compact discs. This is M.J. O'Connell here singing a song called Old Bill Baker.
Up the line in Rye and Why, everybody wants to die. Don't think this is a roast against the city. It's just because they've got up there an undertaker who's a bear. There's not another like him, more's the pity. He says, good morning, how is Cy? And ain't you ever going to die? And Cy says, no, indeed, he's just to tease him. But from that very moment, Cy, he tries his level best to die because he's very anxious for to please him. Old Bill Baker, undertaker, laughs until he almost chokes whenever anybody croaks. He's no poor flush, he's no faker. So please, Bill Baker, that is why in Rye and Why I hope to die. Old Bill said to Uncle John, looks as if you had the con. And Uncle says, I guess I've got it, maybe. Bill says, yes, sir, and your wife isn't long for this here life. And what on earth's the matter with your baby? Uncle said to wife, so dear, Bill's hard up this time of year. If we can help him out, I think we oughter. And so he pulled his trusty gun and blew his brains out one by one and shot the beans off wife and little daughter. Old Bill Baker, undertaker, laughs until he almost chokes whenever anybody croaks. He's no poor flush, he's no faker. So please, Bill Baker, that is why in Rye and Why I hope to die. Old Bill said to Dr. Brown, business kind of slacking down. They'll soon have me in bankruptcy, by thunder. Doc says, Bill, you stick to me, and if we work in harmony, next week we'll have the whole town 6 foot under. He dolled his daughter all up cute in her purple velvet suit, and through the pearly gates he rudely knocked her. But Bill, poor Bill, could not rejoice, because alas, he lost his voice a-shouting 50-50 at the doctor. Old Bill Baker, undertaker, speaker laughed until he almost choked whenever anybody croaked. He's no poor blush, he's no faker. So please, Bill Baker, that is why in rye, and why I hope to die.
I left my baby standing in the back door crying. I left my baby standing in the back door crying. Begging and pleading, don't you leave this time. Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. I wish I had somebody to drive my blues away. Blues and trouble both running hand in hand. Blues and trouble both running hand in hand. After you ain't never had the blues, you just can't understand. You can always tell when your woman got another man. You can always tell when your woman's got another man. She will take your bad treatments and do the best she can.
Expert judge of gals was speaking of his lady love, raving to his pals. He said she's called Magnolia and she'd ruin any man. Now I just can't describe her, but do the best I can. Take some honey from the bee, mix it up with TNT. What do you got? Magnolia. Clara Bow, ain't she delish? Season her with Lillian Gish. What do you got? Magnolia. Listen, pal, he's scrabbing that gal is trying. When I'm done, it's 20-1, you say I'm lying. Take Cleopatra and Camille, add some more sex appeal. Mix the lot. What do you got, Magnolia? Joe was all aglow to get that off his chest. The boys agreed, the gal had speed, said, let's hear the rest. Said, Joe, I really hate to, I'd make you feel too bad. But while I'm on the subject, there's a few words I might add. Take your beauties from far and near, add some follies, atmosphere. What do you got? Magnolia, Juliet and Lulabelle. Take them both and shake them well. What do you got? Magnolia. Vamps, you know, each season they grow more sporty. Close your eyes and picture the prize of 1940. Take Mother Eve in her cute dress. Think of that and picture less. Mix the lot. What do you got, Magnolia?
That's a fine voice of Johnny Marvin, strumming that ukulele and singing the song. Let's see, we heard from Scrapper Blackwell, singing the Backdoor Blues, and M.J. O'Connor sang a song called Old Bill Baker, The Undertaker. I'm not quite ready to pay a visit to that fellow. My name is Courtney T. Edison, a.k.a. the Old Codger. I'm here once every 2 weeks for 60 minutes of playing records on 78 RPM disc. These are not digital, you know. I don't care how clean they sound. I clean them up myself. I can work miracles getting in that groove, getting the crust out. And if I don't, well, surface noise is a beautiful thing. You know that I've been campaigning for a number of years to have surface noise made the national anthem. But I've got so many 78s. I never run out of material, but it's becoming very disorganized at my bunker, which is on Springdale Avenue in East Orange. And Woody Clooney, what's Woody Fishcakes Clooney, one of my friends, he had this bright idea to get me an intern to help me fire my 78 RPM records. Because they all should be on the shelves, you know, in the right sequence. And they're all over my bunker in this tremendous disarray. I can't live that way. So he gets me this intern. What he didn't tell me is that he rented a chimpanzee to do the job. Well, I'm willing to give anybody a chance, you know, they're going to help. You know, at first I was pleasantly surprised with this chimp. Was very smart. He can fire the 78 discs in the proper numerical sequence in some cases, and he can also fire them by the names of the artists or even by the label. So this chimp knows the alphabet. Very, very impressive. But after 2 days of this, I discovered that the chimps, they're very high maintenance, you know. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you've never had a chimpanzee as an intern. Well, I have. I speak from experience. They are very high maintenance. They're very moody. They get temperamental. And when they get bored, they begin to throw things around. And they break them. And then they do strange things with their bodily functions. You find little gifts around your house. In places they shouldn't be. So I sent him away, the chimp. I sent him back to Woody's house. Well, see, Woody was out of town. But I have a key. And Woody and his wife have this very well-stocked wine cellar. And I have a key for that, too. So they weren't home, so I walked the chimp across town and I left him in their wine cellar. I bet that chimp got very bored. Won't Woody be surprised when he gets home? I gave the chimp a corkscrew, too, just in case. Well, speaking of Woody Fishcakes Clooney, you'll be very surprised. I have a recording by him. He used to be a recording artist. He was what they called a spoken word. he would deliver these important messages on 78 RPM disc, and most of them have been broken over the years by his interns and his wife, as a matter of fact, because she gets into the wine cellar a little too often. But I have one that I saved. He gave it to me many years ago. He autographed it. So, this is Woody Fishcakes Crony with a very important message for you.
Dear friends, we must eat to live. We may be able to live without friends, but we cannot live without food. The biggest business in the world today is buying, selling, and eating food. Without food, soldiers cannot battle. Without food, the human race will become extinct. We can do without cosmetics. We can pass up theaters, give up pleasures, but we cannot give up food. We are living in a new world, a world apart from the world of our fathers and mothers. We live in apartments, steam-heated flats, hotels, and modernized homes. We enjoy conveniences never dreamed of by our ancestors. The log cabin exists in only the remote wilderness. When we who live in populated districts become tired of the monotonous slavery of the kitchen, we seek out a food establishment. The great majority of the food-consuming public no longer eat food prepared by their mothers, wives, or grandmothers. They are eating food of every description which has been prepared in modern kitchens, packed into cans, glass receptacles, pottery, and aluminum containers. This food has been processed under the most approved sanitary conditions. Manufacturers vie with each other in adopting ideas to increase their sales. What has been the result? Attractive packages, unique and useful, in the household have increased sales of many products. Soup in tin cans, apples on sticks, ice cream with a candy coat, vegetables, meats, poultry, pudding are prepared for eat.
Whole story, liberty. Soap, 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 burn, burn.
But there's yes, yes in your eyes. I've been missing your kissing just because I wasn't wise. I'll stop my scheming and dreaming 'cause I realize your lips tell me no, no. But there's yes, yes in your eyes. Your kissing just because I wasn't wise. I'll stop my scheming and dreaming, for I realize your lips tell me no, no, but there's yes, yes.
That Jersey bounce, a rhythm that really counts. The temperature always mounts wherever they play that funny rhythm they play. It started on Journal Square, and somebody heard it there. He put it right on the air, and now you hear it everywhere. Uptown gave it new licks, downtown added some tricks. No town makes it sound the same as where it came from. So if you don't feel so hot, go out to some Jersey spot. And whether you're hip or not, the Jersey bounce will make you swing. Downtown added some tricks. No town makes it sound the same as where it came from.
That was the Milt Hirth Trio. Willie DeLion Smith in there with the Jersey Bounce, a song about Jersey City. They mentioned Journal Square. Did you catch that? How hip is that? Yes. Well, before that was, let's see. K-Star. I got this pile of 78s here. Got them all mixed up. I need a chimp here to help me sort them out. K-Star did this. Yes, 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 in your eyes. Norman Clubfoot Grubbage, with his number one hit from 1946, called The Stuttering Polkalypso. And Woody Fishcakes Clooney. It was not a hit. It was released. There's two copies of them floating around out there in the world, of Eat to Live by Woody Fishcakes Clooney. We tried to add the band play it, but it was a terrible arrangement. So this is your concert here, WFMU, here at 8 o'clock. Then Sharpie comes in, and I want to remind you people, you silly people, that Earth Day is just a month away. Yes, I'm reminding you of that. Earth Day, next month. So, look, until Earth Day comes, you can continue despoiling the planet for another 5 weeks before you have to observe Earth Day, which is kind of, it's sort of an environmental Yom Kippur. Then you can resume your wasteful polluting ways the following day. I don't care, because I don't think nature is something that you have to respect. You see, I'm old enough to know nature wants to kill you. Nature wants to make your life difficult and unpleasant. The food chain is the natural order of things. Where do you place yourself in the food chain? Well, if you're not at the top, then please pass the ketchup. As my friend Oogie Wawa likes to point out, and I'm quoting him here, he says, nature be scary. As, you know, I've also been talking about global warming for the last couple of installments of the program, and I've been doing some research on the matter. Many of you seem obsessed with it, so I've become obsessed with it too, and I have found out the cause of global warming. The cause of global warming is trout. Yes, fish release methane. Did you know that? And that's, it's warming up the oceans that they swim in. And that causes more water vapor. And that leads to record snowfalls in Saskatchewan. I hope this makes sense to you. If not, you're stupid. That's my opinion. And it's a valid opinion because it's a free country. And I'm free to express my viewpoints. Unless, of course, I lived in Saskatchewan. Because they don't have the freedoms in Canada that we have here in the U.S. of A. Yes, so I'm free, under the Constitution, to express my opinion and my viewpoints, and you are obligated to respect them because, tolerance is commendable. Yes, it's what we teach our children. Or your children. I don't have any. I hate children. Pass the ketchup. That's what I say. Anyway, we're going back to the music now, the fine music, 78 RPM records. We got some Ukulele Ike here. I know you've been waiting for me to shut up, and you've been hoping I would play some Ukulele Ike, so all of your dreams are coming true right now.
Pardon me, but if I may, I would like to speak to you. Maybe you have noticed too, our dogs have learned to care. You can see it in their eyes, you can hear it in their sighs. Winchell mentioned it today, they are very much that way. My dog loves your dog, and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? My dog's a he-dog, and your dog's a she-dog. I wish you loved me the way that he loves she. Don't they look sweet every time they meet beneath their favorite tree? My big Airedale wags his little tail to tell your terrier he's crazy the merrier. My dog loves your dog, and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Your dog loves my dog, and my dog loves your dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? All night he's whining because he keeps pining to be with her the way I'd like to be with you. I take him out and he runs about to see if she is in sight. By his nose he knows every place she goes. He calls to her, bow, wow, wow, I love you and how, wow, wow. My dog loves your dog and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Your dog, my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Look how she pets him, and look how she lets him play around the way I'd like to play with you. Chows and Pekingese, who have pedigrees, are crazy over my hound. But your little mutt simply got him nuts, and he'd gladly give her his last piece of liver. 'Cause my dog loves your dog, and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we?
See new faces and brand new things. Gotta go places and do things, baby, to forget you. I gotta stop feeling so low down, starting stepping and seeing the town. Gotta go places and do things, baby, to forget you. I've been quiet in my past life, never led a very fast life. This time, baby, I learned to sin, how to hidey ho and sip my gin. I gotta go places, I gotta see things. See new faces and brand new things. Gotta go places and do things, maybe to forget you.
We thought knowledge is not, we should be taught to dance. Right here at Tate, we're up to date. We teach a great new dance. Don't think that I brag, I speak the drag. Why should a sheik learn how to speak Latin and Greek badly? Give him a neat motto, complete, say it with feet gladly. First lesson right now, you'll love it, and how you'll love it. Here is the drag, see how it goes. Down on the heels, up on the toes. That's the way to do the varsity drag. Hotter than hot, newer than new, meaner than mean, bluer than blue. Gets as much applause as waving the flag. You can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise, if you all answer the call when your professor tries. Everybody down on the heels, up on the toes. Stay after school, learn how it goes. Everybody do the varsity drag. Here is the drag, see how it goes. Down on the heels, up on the toes. That's the way to do the varsity drag. Hotter than hot, newer than new, meaner than mean, bluer than blue. Gets as much applause as waving the flag. You can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise, if you all answer the call when your professor cries. Everybody down on the heels, up on the toes. Stay after school, learn how it goes. Everybody do the varsity drag. Drop your Latin, drop your Greek. The spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. Everybody do the varsity drag.
Ah, play that thing. Did you get off?
Come here, honey. I've got something to tell you.
What do you want? Don't do that. Don't do that. As long as you know me, don't you put your hand on my mojo.
Why, honey?
Now, the depression has made me do a lot of things that I never did before. That's why I went to a fortune teller and got me this lucky mojo.
Honey, I done seen your mojo. That thing ain't nothing but a joke.
But if you keep your hands off of my mojo, I'm one woman will never be broke. Just keep your hands off of my mojo. You can't cut off my love. Now keep your hands off of my mojo. If you ain't got a buck, times is hard, as hard can be. I don't want no broke man messing around with me. Keep your hands off of my mojo. You ain't got no time for me.
Now me put my hand on your mojo. Honey, what harm will that do?
Now it ain't no telling. Red hot papa, mama may stop loving you.
If you ever start to loving me, baby, won't that be just fine?
But who's got time to love a man? Ain't got one thin dime.
Yeah, but look here, I can give you lots of loving, 'cause you know I'm a loving cat.
But time's so doggone hard nowadays, a woman can't live off of that. It's time to love, it's time to pray, it's time to moan and shout. It's a time a woman's got other things that she wants to think about. Now keep your hands off my mojo, 'cause it sure is lucky to me. I keep your hands off my mojo, I wish I had two or three. I wear my mojo above my knees to keep keep you from trying to hoodoo me. Keep your hands off my mojo. Go away and let me be. I mean, you ain't got no stuff for me.
There's a bunch of good fellows who band together. They're known throughout the land. And the thousands of folks who are down on their luck, they have lent a helping hand. The Order of Elks are the men that I mean, and their motto is sweet guaranteed. Their emblem's the head of an elk on a button with four letters BPOE. They are the best people on earth. BPOE. They are the people who do the most good. When you're an elk, you will see what they'll do for you. We never will know the half of that charity. Good fellows together in all sorts of weather. The BPOE. At my initiation into the Elk Lodge, I was simply treated grand. Every brother was there with an Indian club to give me a helping hand. I woke up at the doctor's. He thought I'd been hit by an automobile on the head. When I told him I'd nearly been joining the Elks, and he smiled at me sweetly and said, they are the best people on earth. BPOE. They are the folks who do everyone good. Now you're an elk, you can see what they do to you. They've broken your arm, they've fractured your ribs and knee. I'll be busy with you till new members go through in the BPOE. Oh, a young brother elk by the name of McCarty, he ran off with my wife. There was no need to run, for when he took her from me, I was his friend for life. Not 20 years passed, he heard I was grieving his conscience and worried him then. It was then he remembered that I was an elk, so he brought her back to me again. They are the best people on earth. My mother-in-law came back to my wife, to me. Now McCarty's our border, he's one of the order of BPOE.
At one of those discs where they ran out of playing time, and they had to cut the session short before they finished the song. They used to happen in the old days. That's one of the perils of 78 RPM records. Many of them are truncated. They just, the endings are aborted. You're enjoying the song, you're totally immersed in it, and then suddenly, 15 seconds before it's supposed to end, it's over. One of the things we had to put up with in the old days. It wasn't easy. Yes, I love recording the old days. But do you remember Casper the Friendly Ghost? You ever hear of Casper the Friendly Ghost? I knew him when he was alive. He was a swell fellow. His name was Casper. Casper. An Irish name. Casper. He'll come to me just a second. Casper McGuffin. McGriffin. McMuffin, something like that. Anyway, he was swell, and he was friendly. Of course, we didn't know him as Casper the Friendly Ghost during his lifetime. He was Casper the Friendly, well, he was a dwarf, actually. He was very diminutive. Casper the Friendly Dwarf, he was known as. And he was one of the first of the famous dwarf bowlers. He allowed himself to be used as a bowling ball. He made a lot of money at it. Unfortunately, most of that money went to cover his medical expenses. See, his profession was what we call a break-even proposition, meaning even when he wore protective clothing, his bones got broken. But he was brave. I had Casper. He was also very imaginative. He tried marketing a snack product called, it was called Compostitos. It was the crunchy chip made from decayed organic matter. But this was not a hit with the public. So, Casper, let's see, he also patented the Weezer ball. You remember the Weezer ball? Yeah, it's very one of his more popular inventions. Had a comeback a few years ago. Casper was also the first man on the eastern seaboard to crossbreed cantaloupes. And he crossbred them with various cheeses. These experiments also were not very successful. So they're mostly forgotten about today. Yeah, except you read about them in various agricultural journals. Yeah, you probably don't read them anyway. Nobody reads. You young people don't read anymore. You're always watching TV. You're playing with your video games and your computers. Or you're marching. You're marching. These young people are always marching in these idiotic parades. Or they're riding up and down in elevators. I don't know. They're gambling. Committing adultery. Well, we did that too when I was a youngster. 75 or 80. Anyway, I probably didn't tell you what the music was that you heard. Nat Wears. Nat Wears did the BPOE, the Benevolent Protective Order of Elks, also stands for the best people on earth. Coot Grant and Kid Wilson did Keep Your Hands Off My Mojo. Zelma O'Neill sang the Varsity Drag, and Cab Calloway and his orchestra gave us Gotta Go Places and Do Things. Ukulele Ike sang My Dog Loves Your Dog. So this is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. I got time for one more song. Then Sharpie, whatever his name is, comes in and plays the crappy compact discs.
Brother, someone had to slave and be able to sing. sister. Bless you, little sister.
Bless you till the judgment day.
Bless you, cause you showed me the way.
The way.
I was weary. Life was dark and dreary.
Dreary.
Till I met you on revival day.
On that day.
I was a sinner, but I ain't gonna sin no more.
More.
I found the right way is a way to your door.
Hallelujah.
Hear me crying, why need purifying?
Glory bless you, sister, won't you lead him home?
Got the world in a jug, Lord, got the stopper in my hand.
Got the world in a jug, Lord, with a stopper in my hand.
There's another one there from Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra with Big Spider back there. Was called Bless You, Sister. Before that was Paul Robeson, and he sang That's Why Darkies Were Born. All on 78 RPM discs. That's all we play on the Old Codger Radio Hour here, the Old Codger Action Network. Yes, well, I gotta go out. I gotta leave. I gotta go home and check on Remy Delbarton. Blossom was cleaning his harness this afternoon. And on the way home, I got to stop at the grocery store. There's only two things on my grocery list: cigars and dead animals. Anyway, I'll be back in a couple of weeks to condition to Mac on the Antique Phonograph Hour next week. And Sharpie is coming up next. This is WFMU, East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope. There is no such thing as the Internet.
Radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Mark.
Well, I am Buddy Swales, Governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, Governor of Party.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard Clark from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
Barrington. And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kern?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy.
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Yes,
they have Rick Maloney at the Wawa go to.
What?
I hate you.
It's Peter.
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
Roger Devil.
My name is Ollie Farinaki.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it and you'll die without it.
Smash or trash.
Eric, I'm calling from Tucson.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Riffle. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man.
Ted, don't stand without the tentpole. This is a tentpole show.
Hey, this is Ted Leo.
What?
This is Petey from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
Hey, from Knoxville.
Super caller.
Officer Tom.
My name is Mike Sajak.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Fopper.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name is Jerry Page.
Tom, my name is Jeffrey Ludell. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.
be the loveliest. You don't need no better last. You don't need a heart as your for the mic. Don't keep a mess in your ears. If you open up your heart, you know what I mean. With people who need to love, that is a way for you to get to clean. By chanting the names of the Lord, and you'll be free. The Lord is the way to love your heart, the way you can see. Chanting the names of the Lord, and you'll be free. The Lord is the way to love your heart, the way you can see. You don't need no passport. You don't need a visa. You don't need the Daisy Gate. Don't you have a great hope? You can't see Jesus. If you open up your heart, you see he's right there. He always was and will be. He'll leave you of your
une longue plainte. Une étreinte, des coups par milliards vous explosent au cœur à grande dose. Les accents du rock, la démence en hurlant déchaîne la violence.